This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau does a lot of things right, but one thing we need to do better, or just more often, is acknowledge our achievements. An accomplishment on the policy front is all the testimony we've given at congressional hearings this year to get our message in front of lawmakers and on the record. Volunteer leaders and staff have testified concerning water rights for public land ranchers, EPA's abuse of the federal rulemaking process on the Waters of the U.S. rule, our analysis of what the final WOTUS rule means for landowners, reauthorization of the Federal Grain Standards Act, the importance of trade promotion authority to expanding global markets, and before the week is out, repeal of country of origin rules to prevent retaliation by Canada and Mexico. We have been especially visible and vocal on the hearings front in the first 6 months of 2015. Farm Bureau's leadership on the big issues of the day has been visible in the media. We're getting our message out like never before. A notable example was a front-page story in the New York Times in May by a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist about EPA's misuse of the WOTUS comment period to conduct a lobbying and public relations campaign. That story led to AFBF's General Counsel Ellen Steen appearing on Fox News. EPA criticism of the Times stories only gave it more visibility. Checkmate. Even in this tough political environment, Farm Bureau is advancing its priorities. A key Senate committee recently passed a bill, S 1140, to force EPA and the Corps to take a mulligan on WOTUS. The House has passed a trade promotion authority measure that is now up for a vote in the Senate. House committees will hold hearings soon on the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act to establish a national approach to GMO labeling, and we expect the House vote on the bill in July. Endangered Species Act reform and immigration reform are long games, but we see opportunities to move both issues forward, and we are developing a tool for farmers to evaluate how seed and agricultural equipment companies handle and secure farm data. I'll end with two simple words: thank you. Because these achievements are due to the commitment, vision, leadership, and hard work of the entire Farm Bureau family. The House recently passed a bipartisan bill to repeal a law that forces food distributors to label beef, chicken, and pork products as to the country of origin. The effort comes on the heels of a World Trade Organization ruling that grants Canada and Mexico the right to retaliate against the United States if it fails to stop the program by mid-November. According to AFBF President Bob Stallman, while we were hopeful that the WTO would have found cool to be legal, it is now clear that we are far better off with no mandatory labeling for beef, pork, and chicken, which should end threats of retaliation by our two closest trading partners. The Senate has not yet announced when it will consider cool legislation. Craig Hill, president of the Iowa Farm Bureau, was to testify before the Senate Ag Committee about cool on Thursday. As the lingering effects of a drought continue to hurt California agriculture, California Farm Bureau officials are calling for improved water infrastructure. The drought is hurting more than just farmers. It's taking a toll on rural economies, according to California Farm Bureau's Aaron Houston, a federal policy specialist, when commenting in Tuesday's Newsline. She says that what we're anticipating is the drought further stretching supplies. Right now, in addition to the fallowed fields, you're seeing lost jobs, lost product out of the field. We just anticipate things to continue to get worse. Eat Well on $4 a Day, Good and Cheap is a free PDF cookbook developed to fit the budgets of people with very limited incomes, particularly those enrolled in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The cookbook has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. The author, Leanne Brown, created the book to fulfill a final project requirement for a master's degree in food studies at New York University. The American chestnut tree was once grown in plentiful quantities across the United States. However, in the early 1900s, blight, a fungus brought across the sea from Chinese chestnut trees, destroyed the population of American trees. Biotechnologists at the State University of New York College of Environmental Science and Forestry are looking to bring back the American chestnut by creating a blight-resistant chain of the tree. Biotechnologists at SUNY ESF, along with the American Chestnut Foundation, have transplanted a gene found in wheat, barley, and cocoa that protects against the fungus into sample chestnut tree embryos. The Agriculture Department, Environmental Protection Agency, and Food and Drug Administration are reviewing the research. Once approved, biotechnologists plan to release the blight-resistant trees in the wild to pollinate other chestnut trees with the resistant gene. In Farmers and Ranchers Are Committed to the Long Game, a Focus on Ag column by fourth-generation farmer Josh Geigel of South Dakota, he writes that cattle ranching gets the most interest from folks these days. He often hears questions about how beef is raised and whether it's sustainable. According to Geigel, farmers and ranchers may choose different practices based on their locations and regional conditions, but we all work hard to care for our land and animals. News broke recently that Humane Society of the United States employee Atiya Pope has been charged with embezzling over $30,000 from the animal rights group. Obviously, this should be concerning for those who have supported the animal rights organization with their donations, according to an article on humanewatch.org. Ironically, the charges that Pope ran up on the company credit card allegedly include a fancy vacation to Aruba, noted the site. Other purchases that Pope allegedly ran up on the company credit card include a $17,307 enterprise rent-a-car bill and additional food and gasoline expenses. The fraud went on for 2 years. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.